from doing something with the Meiretere. This is one way. Then there is another Loshin in the Ram, in the Chiddush Yoram Mosheir. He says that according to Rashi, that Rapope is not free on the other Amroi, on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi. So, in other words, so Rapope also agrees that the Aloche of Chil can be swear, right into the case where there is no Meiretere at all. And the Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation, is Titon Mitzia, Vamine, Mitzia, who the Romer Abon and Shuale, Mishu Nimei Revoim Echavroi Vav Nide Chosabo, Eivu Lipet Nispali Vav, Avo Metachomemcha. So, Avo Metachomemcha. So I would say, if the Tane hadn't mentioned Metachomemcha, I would say, By Metachomemcha, since there is no merit here, by Metachomemcha, there is no merit here, so Mimele, it shouldn't be chaytin mitzvue, it should be chaytin l'oishvue, l'oishvue, so that's what I say. We don't have Metachomemcha, so I would say, Metachomemcha would have Rav Onetuale, we should be merit, we don't have Rav Onetuale, but no Onetuale. So there is Meiretere. Half is Rechel Yidiyah. No, half is Rechel, that's why I know how it is. Rechel Yidiyah. So there is Meiretere. Avu Mitzir, do it to the main Aroche. Ein Eloi. So, that's what I say. So now we Mishne Viseire. Since the Mishne tells us both. So we Mishne Viseire. We know, we can deduce that even the case where there is no Meiretere, where there is no Meiretere, there is still a Shwe. Why? Either because according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Migi Lechoshit Amomene is Loi Chosh Tashwete, so Mishni Yiseire Komaselo, that even in a case where there is no Meiretere, so it's also Yachwete the Shwe. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan, because Migi Lechoshit Amomene Loi Chosh Tashwete, and according to Rabbi, that Migi Lechoshit Amomene Loi Chosh Tashwete, because of the possibility of you showing Yisrael. That's another chapter. All right, so there are two pshat in the Rashi. Now, let's see now what Rashi says here. Now, Dome Koyeizne, Dome Mamireitel, he says, Avo Mitzir de Lekel and Meima, Chavir Yelich, the Yimza, yes, Dome Koyeizne, now in the second half of the Shrikhati. Vitone Betachomemcha, Sawitem Metachomemcha, Udirom, Hotom Udirom, Rabon Rashua Alei, Mishin Meirevom HaChavroi, Dome Koyoi, Vano Dome Koyoi, Hatim Zricha, So Meile, Ismeiretir, So Ismeiretir, Hatim Zricha Lididi, Asto Ano, Zichavei Reli, Reitu Literali, So there is Meiretir, Av Mitzir, Eilalo, So Rashi says, Dome Koyoi, Dome Mami Reitali, Why is Rashi saying Dome Mami Reitelit? After all, the Gemara in the Maskone applies the Mishnah to the case of the Noch Yisudan et Havai. So it's not Dome Mami Reitelit. It's Dome Notam. Dome Notam. And in other words, God, the question, how did I say, how did I call it? So Rashi should say, Dome Kaya Yivne, Dome Nosati. The limit Rashi Amir. Not the other fellow. And the other fellow sings the same way. Really, Rashi, and not this one. So why does Rashi say Domim Amireita Litin? According to Maskonas Gemara, it's not the meaning of Domim Amireita Litin. It's Domim Asat. So it is obvious that when Rashi says Domim Koyayivne, Domim Amireita Litin, Rashi wants to explain that Shricha says, even according to the Havamine of the Gemara, Kache of the Lord, this is a man of. According to the Havamine, the Hava Mine of the Gemach was that the Mishnah has referenced the case where Nokat did the Mechat. Then the Maskon of the Gemara is Loitzricha the Nokat in Tavai. But the Hava Mine was that it has referenced to the case of Nokat did the Mechat. So the Rashi wants to explain this Tricha say even a little Hava Mine. And we, the Ashkwal, Rashi is the rule, likes to explain certain Gemores
certain Gemara isn't according to the Havani. Isn't according to the Havani. So this is obvious that the reason is why Rashi says, the man Rachel says, to explain it even a little the assumption of the Maksim. Of where this is a man Nokas. That the Mishnah is referenced to the case of Nokas is a Mechal. So what does Rashi say? So he is going to make a Chomemcha, assuming, like the Havani of the Maksim, where this is a man Nokas. That the Mishnah deals with the case where he is Nokas is a Mechal. So if the time of the Mishnah mentioned just Mechachom Emcha, I would say only in case of Mechachom Emcha. Only in case of Mechachom Emcha. So there is Yachleik of Yishvue. Why? Because of Azeya. It is Meir Atere. Why is it Meir Atere? Why is it Meir Atere over there? Because, let's say, now, did the Meir receive money only from what? Let's say he receives money from Shimon. Objectively, it is the fact is that he receives money only from Shimon. But Reuven also says Kulo Shel. So still is a Meir Atere. Why is a Meir Atere? Why is a Meir Atere? Because he says Dome Koya Yizne. Domi Mami Reiterite. Why doesn't So he could not. So don't man reason is how is the Meir Atere? How is the Meir Atere? So obviously when he is Meir Atere because don't man reason is so could any person in the world be a Meir Atere when the Meicher, if he knows that the Meicher sold the Chefe to another person and he was not involved in that transaction just because he's ready to give money. So he's made a theory, he has to be very stupid. I mean, if he was not involved in the transaction at all, and he knows, let's say Reuven knows that Shimon gave the money. And so Shimon gave the money and he was not involved in the transaction. So all of a sudden he comes and he grabs the talis. And he says Kulashal. And it's Meir Atere, he thinks he's doing something very, very legitimate. Why? Because he is ready to give the money. But after all, he knows that Shimon was involved in the transaction, he was not involved. So how can he be Meir Atere? He has to be very stupid to be Meir Atere in such a case. So it is obvious that when Rashi says, Dominico Yehizne, Domim Amiratel, he says, even though he knows that Shimon gave money, So because he was involved in the transaction, he also made an offer to the Meicher to buy this tower. But Shimon gave the money, he didn't as yet give the money. So he thinks from the way the Meicher talked to him that the Meicher really agreed to sell it to him. But Shimon was marketing himself. Shimon is more aggressive, so this is how Reuven rationalized it. Shimon was more aggressive, he was marketing himself and he gave him the money. He wasn't able to give him the money, but he thinks that the Meicher really agreed to was mishrafe to him. The Meicher really agreed to be mishrafe to him, but Shimon gave the money. So the Meile is Meirate. So it's Meir Atere. Now, and why does Rashi say that? Because Rashi wants to explain the tzrichase of this Gemore, alive the Havamine of the Gemore of Ilar Zezuze, Manot. So that means that Rashi, in explaining the Ilar Zezuze Manot, so Rashi says, of course Rashi applies this kasha of Gemore of Ilar Zezuze Manot to the case where it's in Amekach, but the Hadamakshin assumes that it has reference to a case where the Mishnah has reference to a case where it's not a Zudemichat, So we say in a kuvetali, we say in a kuvetali. So what's the pshat? In the havamin, now let's say the gemara. The learns is the manor. Now let's see the rashi. Now let's see the next piece of the gemara. The learns is the manor. So nishal samechel, nikibul domer. The tanya b'dush nemen b'la mekachleima, lo zemachat, lo zemachat. The avod avdim shayim b'medlamu. That it's not as in the heart. So why does the Mishnah, so the Mishnah say, not as in the heart, and each one says kulashal. Each one says kulashal. So the Mishnah says, Yachleik. So the more Kashi is, Lach is the Manokat, why is it Yachleik? Let's ask the Mecheir, and if the Mecheir says, let's say, that he received the money from Shimon, so Shimon should get it out. Shimon should get it out. Now, that's the Gemara's Kashi. Now, according to Rashi, that in case where it's Vada Ramai, then we don't say Achleik. Then we say the Imuna Hatiyom Elio. So then the Gemara should have asked another Kashi. Why did the Gemara ask? We learn this is a Manoka. So the Gemara could have asked the Kashi Monefer, since the Machshin Esyum, that the Mishnah is referred to the case. Well, it's not a Zuzem Echad. If it's not a Zuzem Echad, so he receives money only from one. So how does each one say, Kulashavi? So it's Echad is Vada Ramai. Echad is Vada Ramai. So if it's Vada Ramai, it shouldn't be Yachleifu, so it should be Yemuna. This is what the Gemara should have asked. So the answer is this. Because even though the Makshin, who has the Kashi, will have the Zuz Manokat, assumes that the Mishnah is referenced to the case of Nokat Zuz and Yechad, but it's still not Vada Ramai. Because there is a possibility of Meir Atayr. It's Nokat Zuz and Yechad. So let's say that Rav Shmai is Galia, that it's Nokat Zuz and Yechad. So it's not, so we don't have to say that the Ruben is Vada Ramai. Because it could be, as Rashi says here, and the Tzricha says, Domi Koyayivne, Domi Manirizali. And that he mentions in order to explain the Tzricha says, I'll leave the Havamina of the Gemara of Merchus and Anokat. So the Meir is not Vada Ramai. Even if the Meir receives money from Shimon, even if the Meir receives money from Shimon, so Ruben, that does not mean that Ruben is Vada Ramai. Because it could be that Ruben is Meir Atayr, because he thinks, since he was also involved in the transaction, he also made an offer to the Meir to buy this talent. So he thinks that the Meir was mishrateh. The Meir was mishrateh to him. So Mimele, the Meir was mishrateh to him. But Shimon gave them up. Shimon gave them up. So he's made a tear. Now, so I see this is the pshat in the more according to Rashi, in the Havamin of the assumption of the Mach, that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where one gave money, and still the Gemara has the Kashi of the Lord, the Zuzem in Manotat. Now, it's not Vada Ramai. Why isn't it Vada Ramai? According to the Havamin of the Gemara. Because the Meicheir, because Ruben, assuming that Ruben did not give the money, and Shimon gave the money, so Ruben could still think that the Meicheir was mishrateh to him. And the Gemara, and still the Gemara has the Kashi, we learn the Zuzem in Manokah, and if the Meicheir will say that he received the money from Shimon, then Shimon should get a talent. And if the Meicheir will say that the Lord is the Manokah,
So then so he'll say, he's allowed to do my knockout. So he'll say, so then Shimon should get it out. This is the Gemara's case. So now this is the Manoch. So in other words, and whoever, if the Meicha says that he received the money from Shimon, then Shimon gets it out. So Loi Tzricha is Nochat Mitavai. Gemara says it. Loi Tzricha is Nochat Mitavai. Mechad Midaite, Mechad Balkofi. So we get down and you Midaite or Mil Balkofi.
The Mishnah is referenced the case of Nokat Zuzah Mitavaye, and here in this case is same as Chamiyode because the Steiner is Mitawe. The same as Chamiyode. And the Brayta in Dushin says that by him as Chamiyode, so the Meicher is not Nemos. So in Meile we have to be given not Vilo Yoda, but Vilo Yadino. Even if the Meicher says, so we don't believe. We don't believe. Why don't we believe him? Because the Filiota Bezue in American Emon, Mishahoko Kilimator. It's not Doki, it's not this. Now, let's see the case. So, where this is the man of Pierce Rashi, Mishal Mech, the other dad in American Emon, which is Mech Kilimator, Kidnisha Batoyo. Hanemile, the Nokatita Vai, Avo, the Nokat Mechad, Nemon, Afilimok Kilimator, Mishahoke. ולא יבין און ובכינם דוחק לפורסקי דוחק פורס שפיר אף עוד על דיין את חדיודי יזנם אונו כי ידחו ועמי שני המשבועים אוי כשעמיכר מצאי יסתר משווה ואי דוח איש בשווה דרי זה צריך בנתם שם וגם תם שיקי לי אני the way most רשי ממסיום even though the Rambam says that this is not from the Tamshite, So if this is not the Rambam Shite, so it is certainly the Balamoya Shite. In other words, the Balamoya also explains the Gemara this way, the way Rav Nitzan explains. In other words, the Gemara's Kashi is, because according to Rashi, now obviously the Gemara has referenced, the Mishnah has referenced the case of Emek Chaviyot, because it's Shnayim of Nitzan. The only one who says that the Mishnah has referenced the case of Emek Chaviyot is David. So he says that the Eichzin has referenced Anim Tzitzil. But it's not a reference to Zayn HaKulishim, it's Zayn HaKulishim. To Mechir. So because then it's Mechaviyode. If it's Mechaviyode, so then it couldn't be here. But all the other Rishayim say that the Midian, the Eichzin of the Mishneh, has referenced not only to Zayn HaKulishim, Zayn HaKulishim, but also to Zayn HaKulishim, Zayn HaKulishim. So it is obvious that the Mishnah has referenced the case, according to all the things, to the case where Isayim has Chaviyot. And the Gemara asks the Kashi, the world, this is the Manochah. But the bright thing Bishn says, that Memon Balamet Achlima was Zem Achati, was Zerim Achati, Bamed Rom Amurim, Kishimek Chaviyot. That's why in Gimel on the base, the Gemara says, there's a third line from the bottom, Memon Balamet Achlima was Zem Achati, was Zerim Achati. במדו האמורים בזמן שמת חביודי, אבל אם את חביודי אין נמו. אבל מדו אין נמו. So, the Gemara makes a distinction between מת חביודי אין מת חביודי, so אין מת חביודי אין נמו. How, and here the Mishnah definitely refers to אין מת חביודי because it's Shnayim of Nitalis. So how can the Gemara ask the Lord is Rima Noka? So Rashi, Lishitote, Intushin, and here, so he holds that when does the more the Baita say? When the Baita says Avoy Mechaviyodei Nilemon, it means only the case of Nokat Zuzem Tavaye Toi Mechaviyodei Nilemon. But Nokat Zuzem Yichad, so it's a Mechaviyodei Nilemon. So in Meile, Rashi explains this Gemara, he explains Gemara in Gishin that way, and explains this Gemara. When Gemara says, well, this is a Mamlokat,
So the more the case, true, here it seems like a biota in Schneider's and Italy. But since it's not a good in the heart, that was the Havamin of the Makshet. So the Meicher should be Nemo. Only by not at the Mitzvah, the Meicher is not Nemo if it's not at the Mitzvah. But by not at the Mechad, even if it's a Mechad, the Meicher is Nemo. So the Gemara says, we should not at the Mitzvah, and then it's Chad also. But he says it's Chayri, Rabbatam is Chayri. Rabbatam holds that if it's a Mechad, even by not at the Mechad, the Baal Mechach is not. So the Meicher is not Nemo. He's a stranger. Why should he have more memories than anybody else, than any other first part? So how does Rav Netam explain it after the Gemara of Rav Zilman Nokat? Here he says, that Shnai Mer Zimitawe. So Zeyim Lakulashori, Zeyim Lakulashori. And Zeyim Lakulashori, Zeyim Lakulashori. And the Gemara assumes that it's not as Zeyim Lakat. Ruben is just from one of them. So Ruben says Kulashori and Shimon says Kulashori. So it's Yachleiko, and Yachleiko Bishvue. And what kind of Bishvue is it? It's Bishvue of Tachol Etzachon? Or should we call it Echod Ve'echod? They don't take it, that was Yisrael Chavere. No! Let us ask the Meichei from whom he sold it. Let us ask the Meichei whom he sold it. So the one whom the Meichei, so true the Meichei does not have Memonet. Full Memonet he doesn't have because it's a Mechel Yodei. But he should have Nemonet like an Nezechot. And Rabbi Tam Shita is that just as an Nezechot is Nechayev Yishuwe in the Raise, so an Nezechot can be, a Nezechot Amtayeya can be Peter of Shuwe. I mean, the Baal Moria says so many words. So in Baal Moria there couldn't be any other Pshah. The whole Apochet Rabbi Tam to the Muhammad, the Ramban, says another Pshah. But the Baal Moria says so many words that Eid Amtayeya is Peter of Yishuwe in the Raise. So let's say the Meicher, whom he sold. So if the Meicher, let's say, says that he sold it to Shimon, so then Reuven will have to swear Shwe the Reis. Because Nezero is Mechayev Shwe the Reis. And Shimon will not have to swear at all. Because Edam Tayeya is Peter of Yeshua. Because Idam Tayeya is Peter of Yeshua. And the Ramoya says that Idam Tayeya is Peter of Yeshua, the right. Now the Ramban, he explains the Gemara in the same way, but with one difference. He says that whereas according to Balamoya, and most Rishonim assume that Rambam Tamshik is also like that. So Idam Tayeya, Pater of Yeshua, the right. So suppose you have a Mishta. Reuven, let's say, says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, I owe you 50. So is the middle mikta. He's higher than Shuwe the Reis. Then Levi comes and Nidechot. So Levi comes and Nidechot, so what do they have to swear? So if Shimon says, 50 I owe you, 50 I don't owe you. I only borrow 50. So he has to swear that he doesn't owe the other 50. So suppose Levi comes and says, that he knows that Shimon borrowed only 50, or that Shimon paid out 50, so maybe Levi testifies that he knows that Shimon owes only 50, he doesn't owe him the other 50, according to Baal Moria, so Shimon doesn't have to swear, because just as an Idecho, is Mechayev Yishuwe the right, let's say, if Reuven claims $100 from Shimon, and Shimon is a Kibahat, he says like that, but then Levi would testify that he does owe him 100, so then Shimon is mechuyev to swear, Shwe the Raise, the same way, just as in Nidechot, is mechayev Shwe the Raise, so in Yahud HaMtayeya, Pater Shwe the Raise, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100 dollars, and Shimon says, I owe you only 50, so in Chayev Shwe the Mikvah, but if Levi will come, and he'll say that he knows that Shimon owes only 50, so Shimon is the leader of the Shvuah. Eidam Tayeya, Pater of the Shvuah, the Raise, Pater of the Shvuah, the Raise. So Mele, this is how the Baal Moria explains the Kasha Gemara, and according to most Rishonim, Rav Netam explains it also, has the same Shita. So the Gemara says, Vilar the Zuzem Imanokat,
Why do we say that it's Yahweh could be Shvue? No, let's ask the Meiche. And if the Meiche testifies on behalf of Shimon, so then Shimon should be Poter, and Ruvein should be Mechoyer Shvue the Reich. Why both swear Shvue the Rabbonot? Why both swear Shvue the Rabbonot? So that's the secret of the Baramoya, that in Sayeya, part of the Shvue, and no capability, this is Rabbi Tam Shikr. The Tzvigim Sayeya are part of the Shvue the Reich. That is right. The Ramban, he has the same shot. That the Rav the Zuzen Manoka means, why do we say Yachweiku? Each one has to swear, but here, it lets us ask the Meiche. And this is the Meiche, let's say, testifies that it was told, let's say, to Shimon. So then Reuven should be Yechuye, Bishwe, the Raise, and Shimon should be Potter. Why should Shimon be Potter? Because in a case where one is Yechuye, Bishwe, the Raise, so then the Chachomim wouldn't be Misakei, and Shwe, the Rabbonon, Misakei, Mikoyach, and Heilach, and Yitzhak, and Yitzhak, and Yitzhak. When did the Chachomim impose Yechuye, the Rabbonon? The Chachomim impose Yechuye, the Rabbonon, only when no one is Yechuye, Yechuye, the Raise. But where one of the parties is Mechuyev Shvue the Raise, as for example here, when the Meicha says that he sold it to Shimon, we have an Ezechol that is Makrish Ruben. So then Ruben becomes Mechuyev Shvue the Raise. Since Ruben is Mechuyev Shvue the Raise, so then there is no Shvue the Rabbonon upon anybody else. So it's the same shot, but it's a different sheet. It's a different sheet. In other words, Rav Baramoyer, Rav Netam holds that Edam Sayeya patterns of Yishuv Raise. The Rambam sheet is no, that the Edam Sayeya cannot pattern of Yishuv Raise. But this Yishuv Rabbonon, if there is an Edam Sayeya, so the one whom the Meicher is in Sayeya, so it shouldn't be Yechuye the Shvue the Rabbonon, because the other part is Yechuye the Shvue the Raise. But the Ramban is made it to the Balamoya that if, let's say, the Meicher will say that he sold it to Shimon, then Ruvei, whom the Meicher is Makri, so is Yechuye the Shvue the Raise. Then the Ramban is made. But Yisrael can be Etzel Din that they don't say, yeah, Pater of the Shvue the Raise. It's Maram Rutenberg, Yalochet. Maram Rutenberg says, since the Rosh of Gimori is Vecholovin Vechato, who is the Nikom, Abul Komu Yishvue, so he says, Verus HaKosu, that Neidecho, that Nemonet Ligab Yishvue. So it doesn't make any difference whether Lichay Yishvue or Lichay Yishvue. And Neidecho has Nemonet Ligab Yishvue. Has Nemonet Ligab Yishvue. Now, but this is not, I don't think, I mean that all the Shemim will agree that in the case where the Meicher would say, the Meicher Shein Ekhe Liyodeh, so he would say that he sold the Chitek to Shimon, that Shimon would be, that Ruvein would be Mechuyev, a Shvue the Raise. Therefore, did Mechayev Shvue? Now, that should be told in that question. I mentioned that the Din of Shnayim Erev in the Talmud, that Yachweikub Shvue can be explained in four different ways. First of all, it could be explained on the basis of the Biru of Murdeh, of Chazokah Lashonah Shisholeh. Another way of explaining it could be explained on the Sophic Din of Murdeh. Biru there isn't. When is there a Biru of Murdeh? When one holds, one is Sophic, but it's two Aphutim, so there is no Chazokah Lashonah Shisholeh. But the Sophic Din of Murdeh, like the Murdeh of all the moment, of a machlifor b'chameir and kinsa b'shusachmen. There is no biru, but there's a drama of the moment. But the topic didn't have both, I'm not having a right. So the second way of explaining it is that these both hold it, so too there is no biru of Chazokia, of Chazokia of Israel, but each one is a music in it. A third way of explaining it is that each one, of course there is no biru of music in both are pushing, but each one is music in the whole. Each one is Murzek in the whole. Each one is Murzek. A fourth way of explaining it is that when is one in Murzek, if he is the only top, but if there are two Tvusim, so no one is a Murzek. That's the fourth way of explaining it. Now, This aloha that in the Zechon is Mechaya and Shuei Gereise is only so Gimor and Shurese, I mean it's a Roposhu, Gimor and Aprivov and Shurese, that is only the Knizba the Nishka. But if it's Knizba the Nechel, then in the Zechon is not Mechaya and Shuei. If through the Haggadah in the Zechon somebody has to become a Nechel, then it's not Chaya and Shuei. There is no Knizba the Nechel in the Reise altogether. So it's only by Nizba Benista. Now, if we say that by Shnai Mervin, when both are pushing, so each one has the music of Biro, so of course, so the Shvuye, so here it would be Nizba Benista, but then it could be Mechai Mishwe, right? If we say the Biro of Chazok enough, but the Sofik din of Mordek, so again it's Nizba Benista, so there could be Shvuye, right, if the Mecha will say, I sold the towers to Shimon. I sold the towers to Shimon. So, Reuven, who is in Murze, in half of the towers, will have to swear to be Makri. To be Makri, the Meire. In order not to give up, in order to be Nifna, in order not to give up his possession of the towers of that tower, he would have to swear. Even if we say that where both are pushing the tower, so each one is immersed in the whole tower, so again we could say like the Rambam that if the Mecher testifies that Shimon he sold it to Shimon, so Reuven will be required to swear a shvei midrash, and it will be a shvei of his amista. Mashenikin is saying the fourth way, the fourth explanation, that when is one considered Murzeh? Only when one is Sofik. But if both are Pusik, so no one is a Murzeh altogether. Neither the Biro nor the Sofik is not Murzeh. So when one swears and he takes, so then he's a Nizma Neitel. Nizma Neitel is a Shvei the Rabbonon. So even if the Mecher will say, that he sold the talis to Shimon, so that will not impose a shvuah deraisa upon Reuven to be makri, because when is the nezachos mechayev the shvuah deraisa, the one whom is makri, only is the one whom the nezachos is makri has possession of the money. So, and the nezachos is makri, so is the baldovo as it were to contradict that God of the nezachos. And if not, he has to give up his possession. But where he has no possession, so in the Meile there is no Nizba B'nei Teo in Shvuah Tidecho. So it's a riot from the Ramban that the Ramban holds that he is a Mur, whether he's a Mur that is a Biro or a Mur that is a Sofi. That is Shire. But the Ramban says in the case where the Mecha says that he sold it to Shimon. So then Shimon doesn't have to swear. But and Reuven has to swear Shvei Deraisa, Shvei Derechot, so he sees the Shvei of Nizba Benista. So it's the Raya the Ramban holds that he is a Moses. Alright. Anyway, so this is what he says. Ramtam Shite. Uvichim et doch hakupos, in the hoche po, it's tapia. The Afo gav di mekhem yodei, nemo unki idech. The Amai, Shnei Mizboim, איתי שהמיכר מסתיים ליפות המשווה ואי דוח איש בשווה דרי ואשתי גור הצפי ולא יוד אז גמור הסרטי אינו כזו זה מתרפאי so and לא יודע he doesn't know so maybe he's not in his echot ואי יודע have a memon כי דרך ומי הוא have a מוסר לשווה דלסה כמון דמישאי דלסה כמון מישאי now Rashi says, "Lo yitzricha dino kazuz mitavaye, hochi gafinon, v'lo yadinon mehei midaite mehei bar koche, v'lo yadinon v'lo yoda, v'asilu yoda b'zu ein ameicha me'emon mishaholchu." Kidemiko. So Rashi says in so many words that indicate that he, if we say the meicha says, he knows, he remembers. So then. It has no substance. It's irrelevant. I mean the saying of the Mecher. But the question is this, Bishloi meli gabei da lohe o veidam sayeya. Patos of Shvue. So Rashi is chili kan Rav Netan. In the Balamoya. He holds that veidam sayeya does be pata of Shvue. But from Rashi's question is mashma vuli gafinam vuli yoda. Da filu yoda. Boi zuei nam yichanemon. So it will be the same aloche. So it will be chil to be Shvue. And both will have to swear the same Shvue. Which way? The Shvue the Rabbanon. But the question is, why should it be just the same? It's much like the question. The Enin Emron is the same aloche. The boat will be taking the Shvue the Rabbono. No. The one whom the Mecher is Machri should be Mechuye the Shvue the Raite. Should be Mechuye a Shvue the Raite. So then we'll have to say, so from this Rashi, it's in view. The Rashi will hold, since Rashi says, in so many words, that where it's a Mekhe Liyot, and even Nogat Zuzem Itavai, so if Nogat Zuzem Ichad, so then Rashi Shite is the Mekhe of the Teras Mekhe as the money. We'll soon discuss that. Why does she have the money, the Teras Mekhe? But this is Rashi Shite. That where it's Nogat Zuzem Ichad, so then even a Mekhe Liyot, the Mekhe of the Teras Mekhe as the money. But it works not as in Tavaya, so it's Loidoch here. So then, the Mecha doesn't have Nemonet with Teras Mecha. But the question is, so Rashi says, he has no Nemonet. He has no Nemonet even as an Idechot. But why should he have Nemonet as an Idechot? Like, Idechot Yahome, like a third party, like Echot Nashuk, would come and say, he saw that the Mecha sold it. That the Mecha sold it to, let's say, to Shimon. So then, Ruven should be mechuyev to take the shvuah d'raita. Shvuah d'raita. But it's much for Rashi that if it's not as a tavai, even if the mecha testifies, it doesn't mean anything. It's nothing. So it's a raya from this Rashi. This Rashi holds that in the case of Shnai Meirzin, so neither one is a mecha. No one is a music. Not only the music of Biro doesn't apply to a case where two are speaking, but even the music of Sophist now, neither in the head nor in the whole. Some Mele, even if the Mecher says, I remember it's not a good in Tavai, so Nemones is here at Mecher, he doesn't have. But, and Nemones as an Idechot has no significance, because the Aloche that an Idechot is Mechaya Vishvuyah Midraite, that's only by Mitzvah Nivsta. So that is only Shayach if a certain person, let's say if Ruvein, they move the kimono, and the Mecher testifies against him, so he has to be Makri, so Ruvein has to be Makri, they are God of Midrachot. But since they are both Tvutin, so no, he's not a Muzik, Ruvein is not a Muzik in anything. He wants to become a Muzik. He wants to become a Muzik. So, in Idechot, there is no Chiv Shvuyah by Nizba Benetil, by Idechot. So, Mimele, that's why Rashi says, V'migasinem v'yoda, dafri v'yoda, v'zu in amiche ne'emon, mishohol chok ne'mukot. Right now. So, Teise says, V'idach Yizba, so, V'chim dochat v'kot, V'chim dochat v'kot, V'chim dochat v'kot, V'chim dochat v'kot, ne'emon, v'chim dochat v'kot, v'chim dochat v'kot, v'chim dochat v'kot, v'chim dochat v'kot, ניפות המשווה, נידוך ניפה שווה דרייס, פעשתי גורשה ולא יודע, די יודע, הרי מנת ידעו. ומי יוהב המוצא משווי, את הולך שכמה אינדי נשאר. גמור, כולה דין לדעת. Then, take it says, a third shot. וכי מפורש, ונשאר להם מי קיבלה מייחר המועל, שאין לנו חייש דיני סיילי שקר, בוזה לאים הנוצאתי, והוא לנוצא, וגם הם הנחלוקים אלו למשחת המייחר. Avo Gitznesamoyim, Einon Chlokim. So the reset that the Pshat will have to do the Manokar means, doesn't mean we should ask the Meicher, we should ask the Baal Edvorim, Uven and Shimon. So, Sheilon and Chayish didn't even shake the Zerot Eitan. We got Meilon Chlokim because they are not Chlokim, they don't argue who gave the Moish, because the Hava Mine was that only one person gave the Moish. So the Machshinet assumed also that the Mishneh has referenced the case where they don't even argue who gave money. They don't argue who gave money. So they agree who gave money. But, so what was the halamina of the, what was the assumption of the makshim? Since the makshim assumes that they don't argue who gave money. So let's say, so we should ask for the makshim that only one gave money. And they don't argue who gave the money. So it could be, let's say, so we should ask the parties themselves who gave the money. And then they'll both give the same answer. Let's say that Shimon gave, or who gave it. Doesn't make any difference. So let's say, if they'll say that Shimon gave, so then Shimon should get a talent. Even though they do argue, in other words. Let's say they both admit that Shimon gave the money, but Reuven says, true, Shimon gave the money, but I also made the offer, I also negotiated with the Mecher, and the Mecher was mistrate to give title to me, but Shimon gave the money. So in such a case, if it is, we got him in a chluk in a mistrate a Mecher, but we see that Samoy is in a chluk. So we should ask them, and if they'll both say that Shimon gave the money, so then Shimon should get a talent, even though Reuven says true Shimon gave the money, but he was not mistrate to Shimon. He was mistrate to me. So then Shimon will get a talent. Why? Because it's an untalent. In other words, since they both are made that, let's say, Shimon gave the money to the Mecher, so even though Reuven argues that the Mecher was mistrate to him, not to Shimon, so it's an amtad. It's an amtad that the Mecher was mistrate to whoever gave the money. Right, now let's see the Gemara in this. If you have the Gemara in this, turn to that. I'm Zim Lom Zayt, the third line from the Bible. Nemo Bal Mekach Leima, Vodem Acharti Vodem Acharti. Pamed Lom Amurim, Dizman Shemek Chaliyot. Avrei Mek Chaliyot, Eim Enem. Now, Rashi, Vodem Acharti, Im Shnai Meirem Amek, Zeyma Mechart, Vim Zeyma Li Mechart. Vishali Amek, Vikam Amek, Vishali 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 Amek, שלוי לאז לוי מזה ולאז לוי דומו ויתם את חוי שלוי נמצא לי וכל מי שפורה היו כך מלך די so בזמן שמק רבי יודי את ממונה because even if both gave money why? Because it's Rami Alei it's his burden to remember because suppose he wants to be Chazir so he can't be Chazir he only has to be Mikabel and Mishapol so Memele he pays good attention. Even the case where both gave money, he paid good attention. So, to whom he was mistrust? I was the man who was the other. Who was the other? The king of Avalay Ramye, so he died Christian. So, the more as the Kashi of the Nair, the Zuzan Manoka. So, according to Rashi, the Kashi of the more of the Nair, the Zuzan Manoka, here in Tush, and the Bomesia is the same time. The Nair Zuzan Manoka. כוסאו כדאי טוב שלו יציבו מוי איתו ומאחד, לא? So, בו בדה אית כדוק יזו זה דימן קובי. So, 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 in other words, so, the Gemara Kashi, so, the Gemara Kashi, the Nerv Zuzem Manoka, the Kori Terashi, the Gemara Kashi in Dush, of the Nerv Zuzem Manoka, has reference to the taste of the Brayse. Of Emet Rebiyode, in Zeynem, the more Kashi is, why does the Brayse say in the face? Ein Mech Rabbi Yodei, Zein Emon, Zein Nel Zuzu the Manoka, because the more assumes that the Brayse is reference to a case of Noka Zuzu the Mechat, so the Kashi is against the face. Why is Ein Mech Rabbi Yodei in an Emon? Nel Zuzu the Manoka, because all the Daita so Yishibu Moi is on the Echon then. We hope what I need to do to Zuzu the Mankobe. The more says, lo yitzriche di Noka mitabaye, vi om achad midaite vichad baal kochei, will you be a heavy dite will you heavy dite let's call hey so Rashi says will you be a in your dual only so in the way that's why the Brayse says ein mekrediode ein in ermo even though he says that he knows, but we don't know. We don't believe it. We don't do it. That's Rashi. Now let's see the case. Mamidlo Mahmud, so Rashi explains the kasha of the Gemara in Dushan, the same Roshan Yalzul Mamor. So, in the same way as the kasha in the Gemara in Bomisi. Mamid is it. Mamidlo Mahmud is Mamatis. Mamidlo Mahmud is Mamatis. Pira the Kuntra the Roma or in the Meda. We see she will be Mishapor. In Yarger. The Mishan of Mamuris, Yarzul Domus. Now let's see the case. Mamidlo Mahmud, so Rashi explains the kasha of the Gemara in Dushan, the same Roshan Yalzul Mamor. So, in the same way as the kasha in the Gemara in Bomisi. Mamid is it. Mamidlo Mahmud is Mamatis. Mamidlo Mahmud is Mashmetro Yorek. Pira the Kuntra the Roma or in Limeida. Now let's see the case. Mamidlo Mahmud, so Rashi explains the kasha of the Gemara in Dushan, the same Roshan Yalzul Mamor. So, in the same way as the kasha in the Gemara in Bomisi. Mamid is it. Mamidlo Mahmud is Mamatis. Mamidlo Mahmud is Mashmek of Yorek. Pira the Kuntra the Roma or in Limeida. Lefisha will be Mishapor. In Yarzer. In Mishanos Amuris, Yazoi Domo. I will be Manshe Mek of Yorek. Yoshne Meir Vim Beinu Nemo. Yechim de Roya Lei Rami Yelidai Tliska Miyav. ופור ונר זה זוזה מנוחה. האם מקרבי עוד איפור? לפיר שקום חזי, לפיר שלא קיבלו המוריתון יחד מהם. ועובד עם מתקד אוכל, ממן קובל זוזה. ומשנה לא נוקד זוזים תווי ולא ידיע. ופי זה אמרים לנו, אפילו רומא שיודע לא להן, משום לרומא עלי ומידע, כך שתקום חזי. ומה שפיר איש, לפור איך האם מקרבי עוד איפור? וכאשר גדימור היא נדושים, ווי זה זה סייף הסיין, האם מקרבי עוד אין נאמון? היא של בין נאמון. ומה שפיר זה פורח האמת ולא יביא לקום הרבה מנמון ופורח ונר וזוזה ממלוקת פירו שלא יצא שנוסם לא יעמוי ודאי נשרעתי קוש ומה יש לנו להאמין היצרי מידך עוד אהוב וחיד משאין לקרלי עוד וישי יכולי מה מיקה כדי להאמין so why should he be נמון? He's a stranger and the middle he doesn't have he's a מקרלי עוד So why should it be named? So that's the kasha against Rashi. Meicha teis. Should the meicha have nemones be'im mekha liyode to say that he sold it to one, not to the other. He's a stranger, so he's like an idechot. Likach pirash hametav. Lochim pirash hametav. Bizman shemekha liyode. So we see that according to Rashi, so the kasha of the Gemara in Kedushin is mamish the same kasha as the kasha of the Gemara in Bomisi. But let's see whether, according to Rabbi Tam, the kasha in Kedushin is mamish the same kasha like the kasha in Bomisi. Lochim pirash Rabbi Tam, bizman shemekha liyode, viozu nemo mitamit, vimotze omar, vimachar, vichozarti vikonisi. So Rabbi Tam says that when does the meicher have nemones only bizman shemekha liyode? But bizman shemekha liyode, the meicher has no nemones, even if lochim zuzim echad. Why does he have nemones? When it's Mekhabi Odei, because then he has a need. The Motzom Aloi Macharati, Oy Chozarati, Vekonis, Vekonis. Avlei Mekhabi Odei, the Ramban says something else. He has a Mike because he could be Chizer altogether. Because he has a Mishipo, he only has to be Mekhabi Mishipo. So the Motzom Aloi Macharati, Oy Chozarati, Vekonis. Avlei Mekhabi Odei, Einu Nemon. The Ozli Shaykh Mik, but if it's a Mekhaviyode, even if not as Zuzim Echad, so it's Dochir, but he has no Nemones. He's a stranger. Polich. Now, what was, according to Rabbi Tam, the Kashi of the Gemore in Bomitzi of the Zuzim Anoka? So, in other words, the Mecha should be Nemon like an Idechot. It should be Nemon like an Idechot.
So you would expect that Ramatam will explain the Gemara, the Kasha of the Gemara, the Lord, the Zuzim, and Noka, the same Rosh, the same word, also the same way. But Ramatam doesn't explain the Kasha of the Lord, the Zuzim, and Noka, in Dushin the same way as he explains the Kasha of the Lord, the Noka, the Munzi. So he says, Uporich Viler, the Zuzim, and Noka, Nei Yinam, the Mechaliyote, Amai Nemon, Im Yei Maram Yishalo Kidu Amoy, Lo Zem Yishaseisi, Dimash, Vad Nemo Bechol Yiyem, והמי נמות, הוויד במוקם הידים, והנן צדק, ראיתי שנוס נעמויס נשרף. So, according to Ramatam, the kashe of the Gemara, of the Lord, this is a manoka, in Dushin, has reference to Mechaviot. The kashe in Bolon Etzir, of the Lord, this is a manoka, according to Ramatam, has reference to a Mechaviot. And what is the kashe of the manoka? Let him be believed like in a death. Nidam Sayeya. But the kashe of Lazarus and Nokat in Dushin, according to Ramatam, has reference to Mechaviot. So according to Rashi, so it's the same kashe in Dushin as in Bar Mitzvah. According to Ramatam, it's an altogether different kashe. In Bar Mitzvah, the kashe of Lazarus and Nokat has reference to Mechaviot, and the kashe is, let him be believed like in the Dechot. But here in Dushin, we couldn't tell that kashe. Because here the kasha is be why does the Mishnah say be in the reisha be zman shemekhem yodeh, so he's nemon, so it means he's nemon whatever he said, but why should he be nemon? What's the nemonis of mekhem yodeh? Because of me. So how can the Braisa say that be zman shemekhem yodeh, so he's always nemon? Suppose he received the money from Shimon, but he says, I was mishatze to him. So it's mashma from the lashon of the Braise. That's nemar. Even though it's neged the one who gave the money. So since the whole nemonis of the Meicher is based upon Mige, so in case where the Meicher says, true, I received the money from Shimon, but I was misratze to Reuven, he shouldn't be nemon, because it's a Mige Mokem Eidim. In other words, because it's not really Eidim, but there is a presumption, there is a chazoke, that the one, that the Meicher is misratze to whoever gives money. So this is such a strong chazoke that it's considered like an ansade, like Eidim. So Meile, how can the Braise say in the Reishe, this man she makes from Yode is Nemo. No matter what he says, even if he says the money was given by Shimon, but I was misrated to Reuven. So Reuven gets it. But then in such a case it should be me the Mokemek. Upon Lazarus and Lokat Nein Amin Mekri Yode Amai Nemon. Yim Yemar Ami Shalu Yikibu Amoy Yisbo Zeren Chaseisi. Yim Ashma Nemo Chalinyan. Vamai Nemon. Havim Migi Mokemeidi. Tanam Sadu Reisi Shinos Amoy Yis Nisrated. Omishane Vinokazus. Ufide, Garcinom Veluyod. Veloy Garcinom Veluyodi. Dimashma Shino Nechein Shishim Vidose. Divade Chashino Nechoshim Vidose. Divade Chashino Vidose. Iaviyot. Ufide, Tzorach Reimar, Shilo Yoda. Shil Yoda, Havam Rino Nisrat Veloze. Arberis, Bo Mitzig, Avi Shnaim Ezo Mitawe, Ezo Mitzig Mitmo Omet Chomemcha, Upo Omet Chomemcha, Nezo Zman Loka, Ufi Esho Som Rashi, Ki Pishito Se Dhoch, ואיפה שעושום אבו גם דום, זה בסדר שם באנשים מטריודים נאמון, ואוכל וכאן מטריודי צוויה, דקו מטאולס, ומאי פורר שיאמיך נאמון, הוא מתמין אין הוסום, ונוכל זה צוויה, ואשר סל כדאי טוב, ונכת זה הוא מחר, אך פירש רם לטעם, כושר, ומאי פורר חוסום, ונער זה זוזם הנוקף, ואו מפירושי, אף אגב הוא נוקף זה הוא מחר, אין הוא להאמין את זה, נשא, וכך צורך לאימא רוסום, ונער זה זוזם הנוקף לאימא, היכה קטונם מסיסן זה נשבע של מפורט נחציו, מי שאול מייחר, ממה נציבו המוי, שאולי בכי דחות, ביצר את מי שמסייע אפילו מישהו אססס, ומחייב אשכה נגדי שווי דרייס, אבל הייצי מומן מזה, ולמצא לו זה, פשיט את זה ינמו, רק את הרישה, ומשם דנוקת מתאבייה, וגם לפי זה גסנו ליודע, אך אם הוא יודע, פשיט יש לו חישן לביוסי, לחייב לו זה שווי דרייס, כתברת. So, רשי, explains the Gemara of Lazarus and the Kasha of the Gemara in Dushin in the same way as the Kasha in Moron Tzir. According to Ramatam, it's all together two different Kashas. In Dushin, the Kasha of Lazarus and Manokat has reference to Mekhabi Yodeh. And the Kasha according to the Tami, his wife's advice is saying the ratio in Dushi, that Bisman Shemekhriyodei, so the Micha is Lemon, so that means, that implies, that is no matter what he says, he's Lemon. Even if he says, true that the Moïse was given by Shimon, but I saw that I was distracted to Uvein, so he's Lemon. In such a case, he should have no Lemones, because his whole Lemones is based upon Mige. But once we know who gave the money, so then there is an Amsade, that the one who gave the money, that's the person to whom the Mecha was distracted. So if he says to the contrary, so it's a Mige, we mock him. Now, anyway, the Tashe against Rashi is the Ein Mekhe Biyode and Noka Tuse Mechad, why should it be there? So the Rani Dushan says that this is a special Takoras Chalot. Because there would be a great hardship in determining facts of a Mechira, because usually, most of the times, when a transaction is made, there are no other parties, there are no Eidim who observe. So this is done between the Mecher and the Rekeach. So if the Mecher will not have any money, so there will be a great hardship. So because of that, the Chachomim are attacking that the Mecher has no money. That's what the Ram said. That's what the Ram said in this. Now, it seems to me that we can explain Rashi Shita very well, not on the basis, without resorting to a special takone of mnemonics, as the Ram said in Dushan. Now, how does Ramatam? Ramatam is chilek on Rashi. And Ramatam holds that there is no, Ramatam holds that there is no, that he has no mnemonics in Mecher. If he makes Chabiyot, he has no mnemonics. Why? Because he's a stranger. And Migi doesn't have, Meir HaTeisa should have the money. So what if it's Dochia? So it's Dochia. So let us say that every time a third party comes and says something, so he should be Nemo, because he's Dochia. So that's the Kashi against life. So therefore, Avnetam says that only Bisman Shemek Chaviyode is Nemo. And why is he Nemo on Bisman Shemek Chaviyode? Because when Bisman Shemek Chaviyode, so he's Lemon because of Miki. Because of Miki. What's the Miki? Because he could have said, Loi Machal. So then he would prevail. He's a Moses. Or he goes out in the community. Or he could say, he could be Chay there. The Rambam points out. After all, see, because Allah is when Domin is given and no Mishicha. And no Mishicha was made, so then he can be chayder, he only has to be Mikabla Mishapora. So if the Mecher wants, he can be chayder. So Mimele, he has a need. Now, so it could be that Rashi, according to Rashi, it's also Midraise that the Mecher has a money. But what kind of a Mige does is there when it's a Mecher Yodei? Bishleime in the case of Mecher Yodei. So then he has a mikveh, because in the mikveh could say, Loi Macharti, or I did tell him that I'm selling it to him, but then I was crazy, that's all. And I was ready to be Mikavah and Mishapora. Or he could say, he could say that I was crazy. All right. But by Emekri Yodei, then he has no Mige, because then he's not in Mose. Then he's not in Mose. Now, if we say, now, why isn't he in Mose in the case where it's Emekri Yodei, and who holds it? The Ruben and Shimon, the two Lokhim, so they hold. Now, if we say that when two hold it out, so then both are Mosrokim. So in case of Emek Chaviyodei and Ruben and Shimon hold it, so Mele, the Mecher is not in Mosek. Two, the Mecher is in Moretane, but by Metalterin, so if there is a conflict between the Mosek of Moretane and the Mosek of Tophus, so what Mosek prevails? The Mosek of Tophus prevails. So the Moretane does not have a din of Mosek. But suppose it's Emek Chaviyodei, and the Talis is outside the store. No one holds it. Then the Mecher would still be in Mosek.
because he's the more account. Because then there is no tops. So the only reason is why Rabbi Tam says that by him mekrem yode, and so then there is no nige, is because it's Rabbi Tam shitose. Rabbi Tam shite is that were two holy talis, so it's an amsade. So both are murzoki. And what kind of murzek is it? Is the murzek of tofus. So as a, so the murzek of the mecher, when it's him mekrem yode, which is the murzek of more talis, so that's not murzek relative to tofus. But if we say, as we deduced from Rashi, that Rashi Shite is, that Rashi Shite is, that when two holy talis, then neither party is a Moses, not even the subdivision of Moses, neither in the whole talis nor in heavenly talis. Because Moses means when one stops, to the exclusion of somebody else. But if two are to him, so no one is a Moses. If no one is a Moses, so it is just the same, it is to be treated just as if the talis has been lying outside the store. Outside, no one holding on to it. So then, who would be considered the Moses? The Mecher would be considered the Moses. So then it would be like Mecher Miode. It would be like Mecher Miode. What difference does that make? Whether it's Mecher Miode, it's in the store, or it's not outside the store. No, there is no Moses of Tofus. If there is no Moses of Tofus, some Mimele, he has a Mige, so the Mecher has a Mige. And he would prevail. He would prevail. Because he's a Morikame. So the same Mige that Rabbi Tam mentions in the case of Mekhri Miode, why? Ketzel the Mechalti, Chazar Tripa Nisi, for I was Chazer, and so on, and I'm ready to be Mekabla Mishapora. So in the case, so Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi Tam, there is no such Mige, in the case of a Mekhri Miode, and both hold on to it, because then it's an Ansade. So we have the music of Tofus, and the music of Tofus is a stronger music as against the music of Morikami. But according to Rashi, that we're both hold it, then neither one is a music. So it should be treated the same way as if the talis had been lying outside in the street, no one holding on to it. So then the Mecher would still be considered a music, because he is a Morikami. There is no one Tofus. So Mimele, since he's a Muzek, so he could say, suppose the talis would be lying outside, and Reuven and Shimon wouldn't hold on to it, but they would argue. Reuven would say Kula Shali, and Shimon would say Kula Shali, and then Reuven and the Mecher would say, it's mine, I was Chaver from the Mekah. True, he gave me money, but I'm Chaver, I'm ready to be Mekah Mishapora. And they would say, no, you won't Chaver the Mekah. I already made, Reuven would say, I made a Kinyan Boye. I made a Kinyan Boye, and you were Chazer from the Mecca after I made a Kinyan Boye. And Shimon would say, I made a Kinyan Boye, and then you were Chazer from the Mecca. So who would prevail if there had been such a result, such a result? So then, the Mecca would prevail, because he's the Muzet. I mean, he's the Morakame, and they're not Muzokim. So even if they hold on to the Talis, but since they're not Muzokim, So the Mecher, if the Mecher would say that it's Kula Shali, Loi Macharti, Chazarti Vikonisi, if I was Chazer before any one of you, for any one of you grabbed it, so he would prevail. So Mimele, but see, the Mecher doesn't say, Loi Macharti, Chazarti Vikonisi, Chazarti. So he doesn't say that, so he should be never in the Mecher. But Hamletam cannot say that. Hamletam cannot say that. All right, so, and now, what is, when Rashi says that if it is, now, as a matter of fact, I mentioned the other time that the shita of the Ramban is that Mige, that whenever Edim are required, let's say, Yuchsi, where Edim is required, so Mige is in effect. So why is Mige effective by Momay? There certainly they need required, because by Momay there is another mnemonis. Besides the mnemonis of Edim, there is also the mnemonis of Baldom. But the mnemonis, you see, but there is a distinction between the mnemonis of Edim and the mnemonis of Baldom. Edim, so this is a mnemonis without any reservations. Edim are memorized on everything they say, as long as they are kosher Edim. So they are lemon on everything they say. We do not say, an aid is lemon on this agode, and the other agode is not lemon. An aid is lemon on everything they say. Lemon is a baldovo, so there is no general rule. A baldovo is lemon. Baldovo is not lemon, just like that. There are certain qualities. Certain times the baldovo is lemon, certain times the baldovo is not lemon, certain times the baldovo is lemon, that kill hamzik, certain times the baldovo is lemon, evil lehetzi. So there are all kinds of calling, boli v'shema boli odim, so according to Rav Yudeh. So evil lehetzi, the baldovo is lemon. The baldovo is lemon when he's staying boli. And then Rav Nachman says, no, he's not lemon lehetzi. But if it's in Yudea in Paraticho, so then he's according to Rav Nachman, he is lemon. So, whereas in regard to Eides, so there are no reservations. I mean, Eidim, if they are kosher Eidim, they are lemon and everything. And by Eidim, we do not, Bezdin has no right to consider if the thing, the subject matter as to which Eidim testify, is it something that it's dochir or loy dochir? Did you ever hear, I mean, by Eidim, we should consider that, we say, that we, whether it's something that is dochir or loy dochir. Eidim alemo, of ishtai meri yochum dobo. Masheim shirim baldobo. So there is no aloche, there is no general rule that the baldobo is nemon on everything. So sometimes the tebeya is nemon, sometimes the nitva is nemon. It depends. So let's say, according to the Ramban, that mige is nemones of time. Is nemones of time. So that does not mean madrosh nagmore is malum shakya. In Cheskes Habati. So whenever the Gemara mentions the Gemara uses the expression Baal Lishakya. Doesn't, what's the connotation of Baal Lishakya? In other words, there is a Yichochet that is telling the truth. But according to the Ramban, it's not on the basis of Yichochet. So we have to say that even though it's not on the basis of Yichochet, but since it's the modus of time of Baldovo, and there is no absolute rule, Baldovo is Memon. By Eidim there is an absolute rule, Eidim Sheirim a Memon, and everything the same that way. So by Baldovo, so the mnemonis of Taine is based upon the collaborating Yichochet. So too, according to the Ramban, it's the mnemonis of Taine. But still, the Gemara uses the expression Mal Nishakir. So why does a Baldovo have mnemonis? Have mnemonis when he has a Mige? Because the Mige collaborates Taine. So when there is something that collaborates the Taine of the Baldovo, also there. So then the Baldovo has the money. So Mimele, we can understand. So now since Rashi uses the Lishenis, Rashi uses the Lishenis, Dochir, Loi Dochir, in other words, if Nokat Zuzim Echad, so it's Dochir. If Nokat Zuzim Tavaye, it's Loi Dochir. It's Loi Dochir. Now, so why? Because he took money from both of them. And the question is, from whom, to whom was in Israel? But suppose Tuedi would come and say that he took money from Ruben and Shimon, but it was Israel to Ruben. So then we certainly would be accommodated. Because in that, so there are no reservations. Eidim Anemo. Now here, Rashi distinguishes between Nokat Zudem Mechav, Eimek Rebiyotik. It's Eimek Rebiyotik. So if it's not Kadzudim Echad, so then he's not in a Kriyode. If it's not Kadzudim Tavaye in a Kriyode, he's not Nemo. Why? Because it's Loido. And by a Kriyode, so he's Nemo even if not Kadzudim Tavaye. So Rashi adds, why? Because if it's a Kriyode, it's Dochia, because then it's his birth to remember. So he pays attention. So it is Dochia. So Rashi resorts to the fact that it's Dochia. So we see, Baby Mekriyode, and bein nekhriyode, so the dochil versus loy dochil is important. Only thing is, bein nekhriyode, so it is only dochil if nokat zuzim echad. Bamekhriyode, it's dochil even by nokat zuzim davaye. But we see that it's the same principle. In other words, the dochil is important. But by Eimek Chaviyode, so it's not Dochir if Nokat Zuzim Davaye, only by Nokat Zuzim Echad, and by Mek Chaviyode it's Dochir even if Nokat Zuzim Davaye. Now, since Rashi uses the expression Dochir, Loi Dochir, in the Mones of Eides, there is no such union of Dochir or Loi Dochir. That's in the Mones of Tanya of Baldov. So as a matter of fact, Rashi, according to Rashi, so he has a nigga even by him extra the yoni, because Rashi Shita is that when two holy towers, so no one is a Moses. So it is just as if the towers had been lying in the street on the sidewalk. So then, is suppose the Meichel would say, Kula Shari, Moimchati or Chazalti. So then he would prevail. He would prevail. So since the Meichel, if he was saying Kula Shari, he would prevail. So Mela the Meichel, even by him, actually, your day, has a din of the Baba. Because he could prevail if he said Kula Shari. So Mela that gives him a din of the Baba. So he too is a Baldov. So that's why he is Nemon. So Rashi could even agree with the Shita of the Ramban and Suvet that by Momay, the only reason as to why Nige is effective is because it's of Nemones of Tanya Baldov. And still Rashi says that even by Imek Chaliyodei, so he is Nemon. He is Nemon because he still has a Nige. He still has a Nige. So, and Rashi could hold that Nige is ineffective as a Choche Gvede by Momen, because Momen requires Eide. So why is Nige effective on the basis of the Choche? Only because there is a time of a Baldovo, and it is collaborated by the Choche of Nige, so Mele is Nemon. And the Meche has a din of a Baldovo. He has a din of a Baldovo even by Imekhe the Yode. Because since the two hold the talent, so no one is a Muzek, so he is the Muzek. If he is the Muzek, so suppose he would say Kula Shari, the Meicher, as against the two of them, he would prevail. He would prevail because of the. So he would prevail. So Mimele, because of the Nige of Loi Machalti and so on, or Chazalti. So Mimele he has a din of a Baldovo. Since his mnemones is mnemones of Baldovo, so then Baldovo does not have mnemones no situation. So it depends upon the circumstances of the time, whether the time is a good time or it's not a good time. So if it is dochi, also then the time is a good time. But if it's loy dochi, also the time is not a good time. So mele, he is not mnemon. That's why Rashi says that if it's amek, that if it's no chazuze mechad, so even by him, Echadiyode is Nemon. Because then he is Dochia, so the time is a good time. And he has a Mige. And even Rashi could agree with the Shittes of Ramban and Suvet that Mige in Momayin is effective only on the basis of the Vronis of Tanya Baldovo. Since he is a Muzek in the Talis, so he's considered as a Baldovo. But even as a Baldovo, he doesn't have mnemones just like that, but only on the basis of the Mige. And the man's but. So he has a Mige bein the Mekhe Biyode, bein a Mekhe Biyode he has a Mige. But the difference is that by a Mekhe Biyode, so the Taine is a good Taine only the Noke Zuzim Echad, because he is Doche. But if it's Noke Zuzim Tavai, it's Loi Doche, so the Taine is not a good Taine, so maybe he does not have mnemones of Bitter of Baldova. Mashen came by Mechad Yode, so then it's doch here even if not as a Tabaye. So the time is a good time. Even by not as a Tabaye. So maybe he has mnemones. But all the mnemones of the Mechad, baby Mechad Yode, and baby a Mechad Yode, is based upon the mnemones of time of Baldova.
Even of Yeshua the right. Even of Yeshua the right. And most Rishonim say that this is Rabban Tamshi. Rambam says, even Rabban Tam wouldn't apply it to Yeshua the right. Only to Yeshua like this Yeshua, which is Chonet Chachomim. But that's the Rambam, he's the Yochid. I mean, all the other Rishonim mentioned the name of Rabban Tam, that he is more of a Shmaitse. Of this aloha, Ilam Tamir is Peter of Shuldrai. Now the Rosh mentions in the name of Maran Rosenberg also that Shite, that Ilam Tayeya is Peter of Shuldrai. What is the Shite Sarambam? So there is a machlekes between the Magid Mishneh and the Mishneh. The Magid Mishneh says, the Rambam says in Perik Chof, Milchas Mechireh, הלוכה דלת, זמן בעל המקח לאים על זה מחרתי ולא זה לא ימחרתי. אין מסי, בזמן שהמקח יצא מתחציות, אבל אם אין המקח יצא מתחציות, זה יהרי ולידך עוד דובת. ודינאי בעיד זו כדין כל אדום, שהרי אין נגיע בעידוס. לפי חוכי נוט על הדום עם משני, ונוט על איכות מדייתי, ונוט על מאיכות מדייתי ומאיכות בעל כוחי. ולא יודע ממי נוט על, ולא יודע ממי נוט על מדייתי ומי נוט על בעל כוחי. בין שהוא יעמק על יודי, בין שהוא ישנה עם תשע, בין כאן אין בכלל. יכול להיות מהן ניגע תוכל לתחכום, תגסחי וזה נהיה תוכל שעמק על פתדון. So, it's only לא יודע. So then they have to swear. But, if it is, אבו אני עמק הכי תמתרס יודי, הרי הוא ידח עוד בלבד. So what does it mean, הרי הוא ידח עוד בלבד? So the magnish says, הרי ידח עוד בלבד, and he is nemon. So he is nemon, so he patterned, so he is mechayek. The one whom he is to, in whose favor he testifies, let's say if the meicher testifies on behalf of Reuven, so then he is mechayev Shimon in shvuah deraita, and Reuven is spot, and Reuven is spot. So the Magen Mishnah says because the Shittas Rambam is like a light of Balamoyer, a light of Hamnatam, the Didam say yeah, pater asidim of shvuah deraita. Because the Mishnah says lo yadati. Where did he see it? So the Rambam only says, "V'dinei bei avu l'amekachi tzarach yodei hariu idach anuva." But where does he say that he an idach od hamsayeh patter of Yeshua and Raita? Maybe the Shittas Rambam means like the Rambam that he can only patter Yeshua and Rabbono, and the one against whom he testifies. Let's say the Meicher says that he sold the talis to Reuven, so then Shimon becomes mechuyev deraita, like the regular shvuah sidach. Now the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, so he says in so many words that if the Meicher testifies, let's say on behalf of Reuven, that he sold it to Reuven, so then Shimon is mechuyev shvuah deraita. So we don't. So one thing is certain that the Rambam does not agree with Rashi. We want to die from the notion of Rashi, that Rashi, you see, the Ramban is chilek, on the shita of Maram Rutenberg, on the shita of the Bala Moya, and the shita that is attributed to Rabbi Tam. And he says, Idam Sayyaya does not patter of Shoei Raita. But he's made that in case the Meicher will say, Mubacharti Reuven, so then Shimon is Mechuyev, Yeshua Dereise, like in regular Yitechot, and since Shimon is Mechuyev Yeshua Dereise, so Reuven does not have to swear even the Yeshua Derabonon, because the Chachomim were not misaking Yeshua Derabonon in a case where someone is Mechuyev Yeshua Dereise. The whole purpose was, Shalitlayachot Yachot Hila Petigit Ali Yishu Chavere, but where one is Mechuyev Yeshua Dereise, so then there was no purpose in being misaking Yeshua. So the Rambam, even though he's really kind of Ramnetam, the Ramoyer, and the Ramarut and the Adam, but they agree, in this case, if the Meicher will say, Lehuvim Ocharti, so Shimon will be Mechuyev Yeshua Dereise. From Rashi, however, it's mashma, that he has no mnemonics, in case of no kazuz and mitavai. So then, he doesn't have mnemonics, b'teiras Meicher, because it's loy dochia. So he has no mnemonics at all. But we got seen a Mei, Viligasinan Viloyoda. That Viloyoda Bezui Namechanemon, Michel. So what does it mean in Namechanemon? He has no mnemonics at all, not even like an Idechot. So the question is, Bishleime to patter the one in whose favor he testifies, he cannot patter of the Shue. So Rashi is Chelik, and Rabletam is Ambalamoyer, and Chelik even on Rambat. So Rashi holds and Idam says, yeah, does not patter altogether. But he says, ain't them on cloud. He has no name on it. That means that even if the Meicher will say, I know, and I sold it to Reuven, so he's not name on, and they both have to swear, Reuven and Shimon. So why should Itakonet Chachomim hold? They both have to swear, only Itakonet Chachomim. Not the Shvuah Deraita. But why shouldn't the one against whom the Meicher testifies? He said, I saw it to Reuven. Why shouldn't Shimon be Mechuyev Yeshua Dereise? So we said that apparently Rashi holds now the din of Shnei Mirzim Mikalis Yachleiku. So it can be explained in four ways. Either on the basis of Amtsade, that each one is the Murzik of Biro, or on the basis of Murzik of Sofik, each one is the Murzik in half of Sofik, or on the basis of each one is the Murzik in the whole, so Menelo applied the din of Hamitra Chavir Raya, or a fourth way of explaining it, that if two hold down to a talis, so then no one is the Murzik in anything. So why did Yachleiku? That's because, as the Rosh explains, Sumchas is din of Mum Namutu Bisofik Yivacheli, the Rosh Nishchura. Because of Pshore, Selek Tirdei, Echad Mizim, Echad Pshore. All right. So if we say that it is a Shvue, so Mimele, now, if we say that this, that the Kashi against Rashi is, why does Rashi say, Bulega Sina Bul Yoda? That Pilu Yoda, Buzuna Mechanemo, so it's Mashma, that even the Mecha says, I saw that I was Misrat to Ruven. So then it's the same thing by Kibbutz Ruven Tavari. And they both have to swear, he swears, Takon Echachon. And no one swears, he swears that I say. So if he says, the question is, if the Mecha says, I was sold and it was Misrat to Ruven, let Shimon be Nuchel, he swears that I say, not just he swears, Takon Echachon, the same as Ruven. So the answer is, apparently, Rashi holds that here the Shvuah that I said does not apply on account of the fact that the Gemara says that when is the Shvuah is actually the right that is only by Nishba v'Niftah. But if it's Nishba v'Neitel, not. If it's Nishba v'Neitel, not. So Memele, if we say that Rashi holds that the Shvui is a Shvui of me. If we say that Rashi holds that by Shnei Mod Mitalis, when both are tofus, so then, and no one is in Muzik in anything, so even though they hold onto the Talis, it is as if the Talis has been lying in the street, and the two of them would be arguing, Zayim Rami Mitasio, Zayim Rami Mitasio. So in such a case, no one is in Muzik in anything. So when they both hold on to the fringes, it's also considered that no one is Muzik in any part of the talis. Not in Muzik in heaven, not in Muzik in the whole. So the Shvuah then is what kind of a Shvuah? It's a Shvuah of Nishba v'Neitel. So that couldn't be a Shvuah that I think. Because the Gemara says in Ksumet HaFrivok, that the Shvuah Hidechot, which is the right thing, is only if it's Nishba v'Nifta, not if it is Nishba, not if it is Nishba related. In other words, if an Ishe produces the Ksuve and she wants to collect the Ksuve, but there is an Idechot that testifies that the Ksuve was already paid. Suppose you had two Edim who testify that the Ksuve was paid, so the Ishe certainly couldn't collect the Ksuve. But there is an Idechot who is made Ishim for what? That the Ksuve is for what? So the Mishnah says in Ksuve that the Ishe, before she collects, since an Idechot is made for the Ksuvi Yisparua, she can only collect if she swears that she didn't get paid. So Rome Bachome had the Hasalkat Aizok, that the Ishe, this Shvuah that is mentioned in the Mishnah, is a Shvuah that I, because an Idechot is Mechai the Shvuah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not like this. It's not as Rome Bachome assumes. Because when can there be a Shvuah that I say if it's a Shvuah of Yisrael Yisda? But here, as a result of the Shvuah, what will the Isha do? The Isha will be in the Talis. So there is no Shvuah when is the Nishba v'Nei. But in this particular case, there is a Shvuah Samish. That doesn't mean that the Chachomim were mistaken, or in every case, a Shvuah Samish by Dechot or Nishba v'Nei. But in this case, they are mistaken. But the Shvuah the Raisa of Dechot, so it doesn't apply to a case of Nishba v'Neitel. Now, if we say that Rashi Shittah is like the fourth possible explanation, that why is it Yachleiku? Because of the Din of Pshore, like Sumchas's Din of Hamachlis Bola B'Chameya. So it's the Yachleiku Mitzat Pshore. So here too is Yachleiku Mitzat Pshore. So, and it's not on the basis of Hamachlis B'Chaveya L'Raya, because no one is immune. So in many ways, we can understand Rashi as to why Rashi implies that Pilo Yoda, Bezuin Abichan Emor,
and it will be the same halacha. They'll only have to swear Reuven and Shimon. A shvuah star kol chachamim shel kachon ve'achodim ha'tikin ha'chalei. But there will be no shvuah ra'ise. Even the tzar chikneged against whom the meicha testifies, so will not have to swear shvuah ra'ise. Why? Because Rashi holds that no one is immune. And after all, from Rashi it's mashma that this din of shnei meirvim talis yachleiku is not afki when they're meirvim. Because Rashi says dafke yirze nishnei mozokim bo vein lo ze kia bo yitza mzeh shilo yiso biyadechot mevade yavitach mitorai. So it's mashma that Rashi wants to exclude only the case where one holds on to the talis and the other one does not hold on. But he doesn't intend to exclude a case where neither party holds on. So it's mashma from Rashi that in the case where neither party holds on, so it's also yachleiku. And there, it's not on the basis of a Meitzim Chaverei. It's not on the basis of Meitzim Chaverei. All right. Now, so of course, if we say that this Shvuyah is a Shvuyah of Mishbar and Eitel, so then the Shvuyah is not a Shvuyah Drei. There couldn't be a Shvuyah Drei. Even if the Mecha testifies on behalf of one. But now the question is this. The Rambam says in so many words that this shvui of Shnai Mirza Mitalis is Yachleikui, the shvui of Nishbar and Eitel. The Rambam says in Yerushan Mishneh, in Yod HaZoko, he just says, Avu in a Mekachit, it's a Chesed Arim, it's a Chod Vovat. So, but in the Yerushan Mishneh, he says, if the Mecher says, I am sold and I was Mishrated to Ruvei, not to Shimen, so then Shimen is chayim shvuyah d'raya. Like every day, the regular case of an idachot is chayim shvuyah d'raya. It's whether the Rambam agrees with Shitas Rav Netami or not, so that is machlokes between Magid Mishneh and Mishneh. But that we see from the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh and also from the Roshon of the Rambam in Yod HaChazaka, because he says, Avo in the Amekah Chitzit HaChatiyot Ha'arim in idachot dovat. So that means that he has the knowledge of idachot. So what is the significance of idachot? He's chayim shvuyah. So it's no raya as to whether he can pattern on the Shvuyah, and that there is a machlokes between Magid Mishneh and Mishneh. But it's certainly implicit in the Roshon Rambam Yod HaZoko that in his Mechayev, the Tzatchik Neged, the Meicher is Shvuyah D'Raif. The Meicher is Mechayev, the Tzatchik Neged is Shvuyah D'Raif. It's Shvuyah D'Raif. Now, the question is, since the Rambam says in the Chesed, that Bashnayim is the Mitale, so the Shvuyah is the Shvuyah, Nisbar Neitel. If it's Nisbar Neitel, how can it be Mechayev? It's Shvuyah D'Raif. The Shvuyah D'Raif is only if it's Nisbar Neitel. So that does not present any difficulty, because I think I mentioned it already. It could be the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam could be, one thing is clear, the Shittas HaRambam is definitely not the Bashnai Merv Nitalis in the musical Biru Nehem, because if Bashnai Merv Nitalis, the Rambam is considering the music in Biru of Hef, the music in Hef of Biru, as Ramtam Zedanam Sade, that the Hef belongs to each one, so So the shvuyah of Takonet Chachomim would certainly be the shvuyah of Nishbav Niftar, and the Rambam says he's the Nishbav Niftar. And it's definitely the Shittas HaRambam that Shnai Merv Nitalis is not in Murzek in a Hef, even with Tirasofi. Because if each one is in Murzek only in a Hef with Tirasofi, so when one swears, so what happens? He takes a Hef, a Hef that is Murzek. But if he doesn't swear, he has to give up that Hef in which he has possession. So what kind of Yishvui should it be? So it should be Nishbav Nifta. And the Rambam says in Tehillim that it is Yishvui of Nishbav Nifta. But the Rambam Shite could be that each one, the Shnai Merv Nitalis, so there is no Biro altogether, since they both hold on to the Talis. But each one, since they both hold on to the Talis and there is no Biro, so each one is in Murzek in the whole Talis, not in every Talis. Now, if each one is the music and whole talent, so what? So the shvui, what kind of the shvui is it? It's both. It's the shvui of Nishba v'Nifta, and it's the shvui of Nishba v'Nifta. It's the shvui of Nishba v'Nifta, because, let's say, Reuven holds on to the fringes, and Shimon holds on to the fringes. Reuven holds on to the fringes, so, he's the music and the whole talent. If he doesn't swear, if he swears, so he is in atheist, because then we'll take away heavy talent from the possession of Shimon, because Shimon, so we'll take away the whole talent, I mean not just it, we'll take away heavy talent,
They are both, but we are taking away, actually, a heavy talent from possession, because Shimon will also get a heavy. So Memele, if Reuven swears, so heavy talent is given to Reuven. So heavy talent is given to Reuven. But Shimon is a Murzek in that heavy talent is given to Reuven. So he's Nishba Benetit. But he's also Nishba Vinifta. Why is Nishba Vinifta? Because when he swears, he keeps heavy talent. So he keeps heavy talent, which is Murzek. So it's Nishba Vinifta also. So the Mele is when say by Shnayim Erevin Italic, that each one is a Murzek in the whole. So that means the Shvuya is both Nishba V'Niftar and Nishba V'Niftar. It's Nishba V'Niftar because he's a Murzek in the whole talent. And when he swears, we give him heavy talent. So as a result of his Shvuya, we let him retain a half of the talent in which is a Murzek. And if he will not swear, we'll take away the talent. So Memele, that means it's Nishba V'Niftar. At the same time, when he swears, so he gets a half, so we take away this half that we give to Reuven, we take away, in effect, from the possession of Shimon. So it's Nishba V'Niftar, so it's both. Now, so Memele, since it's both,